Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Tes. We're starting off with a roaring. Arba'asar shechal liyot b'shabbat mevarir takom lifnei shabbat divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, any food that's chametz that you have before Shabbat, that you don't have clear-cut people that are going to be eating it, and you're hoping that someone will show up, and if worse comes to worse, you'll be able to give it to an animal, and so on, you have to get rid of all of that before Shabbos. As long as there's things that can be fed, you can get rid of it some other way, you can keep the chametz, even though you're not sure you're going to have people that will eat it on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos, because Erev Yantif. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, it depends. If it's truma, and truma is difficult to find people to feed it to, and you can't feed it to an animal. So memela, you can't rely on somebody showing up at the last minute to eat truma. That you should get rid of in the on Shabbos. The full name is mano. Tani Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, ba'amachat shavat ava b'yavne. Once Rabbi Tzadik, my father, spent Shabbos in Yavne, which was a Shabbos that was an Erev Pesach, Rabbi Gamliel's Mamuna on the Bezdin, who sent around to make announcement, it's in the Tzibur, and on Erev Shabbos, he said, he went around and they told everybody, have to get rid of the chametz now. I remember as a child, I went with my father, even though it wasn't Erev Pesach, we were Mevayer the chametz beforehand, so that we shouldn't be left on Shabbos. Somebody who is going with the bar mitzvahs is on his way to the Beis HaMikdash and he's going to take care of his Korban Pesach and here's his Erev Pesach. Or he was going maybe Lamulet Beno, which is also a Chiyuv of Aseh, which is a Chiyuv Karet, just like the Pesach. Pesach and Nil are interrelated. And even if he was going he was going to have his But they had the equivalent of our Tanoim ceremony. They had the actual Kiddush, they would make the Kiddush earlier, and they would make a big party. The Yerushalmi says on this, Godol HaSholem, and the Mashva, the mitzvah of Pesach and Mila, which are mitzvahs that say Sheyesh Ben Karet, the only two mitzvahs that say Sheyesh Ben Karet, to going and having a Suda by your future in-laws. Take a look what we put together in one Mishnah.
They can also fetch your pieces.
The Niskara, there he is on the way, and he remembers, Oy ve yesh lo chametz betor beto, he left chametz at his house. Tziv yachol lachzor levar, lachzor lemitzvato. If there's time for him to get back home, get rid of the chametz, and then to get back in time to do the mitzvah he was going to do, like lebulet benor, lishkot, piskor, and so on, indeed yachzor levar, let him go back home and do the biur chametz. Vim lav mevat lo bevivo. If not, then he should just be mevat abalev, because after all, mikra adin. It's enough to be Mavato Chomet Beliba. It's the Rabbonin were Mechayev and the Mokko were being Hesik. In this kind of mitzvah, they weren't Mechayev. On the other hand, if he's going to Hatzilin and Ochrim, Umin and Nahar, Umin and Avistim, Umin and Lekah, Umin and Mapolet, if there's been some sort of catastrophe, the possibility of a catastrophe, flooding or fire, an attack by Goyim or by highway robbers or whatever, over there is a Shash, a Pikrah Mefesh, even though he feels he has enough time, you don't do anything else. Don't think about anything else. Even the slightest hashash that might make things worse. The river is rising. People have to be evacuated. Just go and forget about your chometz. Be mevato b'leibo. So over there, yevato b'leibo. On the other hand, if lishvot shvitat harashut, a guy is just going. So Rashi learns in shvot shvitat harashut the pshat that he was going in order to be kena and eruv on the tchum, so that he was, that's the shoveth, that he didn't put something down, that he wanted to be kena shvisa by actually being there. And he was wanted to be there in order to go, basically, and visit as a friend of his on Shabbos. That was good for the home. So it wasn't the Tzarev Mitzvah. Over there, Yachzor Miyad, he should come right back. On the other hand, if he was doing the Tzarev Mitzvah, so then in Erfin Armi, it would have been the same as he needed to be in Rabbeinu or something, then it would be the same as the other mitzvahs. But Tosfos Tainas, I thought we learned that you're not allowed to make an Erev unless it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. So how could it be referring to that? Therefore, Tosfos learns that it means over here, Mishpot Shvias Zarishas means to have a party for Pesach, a Pesach party, whatever it is. Not a vacation, part of his vacation. But it's very interesting because the Mogen Avram, actually this is Megillah, the Megillah brings this Gemara, that says that the only din that Erevin is dafka for a Tzarev Mitzvah is where you're leaving an Erev there. But if you were Kena Shvisa by being there, then that is, that's your real Makom Shvi'isa. That has nothing to do with whether it's a bar mitzvah or bar mishos. So the takana of being made hiyach and erev, hiyach and erev, it was only the bar mitzvah. But the actual kinyan shvi'isa with your body is not megiyah, mitzvah, not mitzvah. It becomes the place where you were. When Shabbos was chal, that's not your Makom Shvi'isa where your kavana was. Over there, it doesn't have to be letzarek mitzvah, which is now a perfect solution to the Rashi. Fine, anyway, it's an interesting aside. Continues the Mishnah. V'chein, and we have the same situation in which there's a mitzvah to do something that would require you to go back, but that there's an inyan to be machmir. One of those things is, when it comes to Sreifas Kachin, where the Basar became Nifsal B'yotzei, assuming I'm a Gdashim, if it's a psul in the actual carbon, we know there was a makom in the Beis HaMikdash that was Meyuchat for Sreifa, because you're Mechuyev to actually burn it, Bakedash. It is Bakedash Ba'esh Tisareif. Any psul Bakedash has to be burned in the makom where it's mutter to eat that Kodesh. So now, lechora, if you have something that is was meant to be eaten, let's say you were a Yisrael and you had basar from a carbon shlamim and you were eating Yerushalayim and you put a little bit away in your suitcase and you forgot that you didn't finish that basar and you left Yerushalayim. So lechora mikra din, you should go back in order to burn it. The Tosha says that in this case, really, miyaraisa, you could burn it anywhere, because it's only actual psulei kachi kadashim and emurim that is learned out from this basar. It's the Rabbonim that were chayev, mechayev you on basar that was nifsal. Stam basar shlomi. Okay. So they were mechayev you, very similar to the din, which is why we bring it here, to the din of chametz and erev pesach. Mi'ikar ha-din, you're mevato b'leiv, and that's sufficient. The chacham say, no, you got to go take care of your chametz. If it's b'mokom mitzvah, you don't have to go. We have a similar situation where somebody's walking out of Yerushalayim, the basar that was with him was nifsal b'yotzei. Mi'ikar ha-din, he could burn it anywhere, except that the Rabbonim were mechayev then to burn it in Yerushalayim as if it was actually moving that we need to say. Okay, there too, it depends at which point you're going to have to go back. So Mishi Yatzram Yerushalayim, v'nizkar sheyesh biyado basar kodesh. Tzim avar tzofim, if he passed har tzofim, so that now he no longer could see Yerushalayim, he's on the other side. So then sorfobi mekomol chachomim were not matriach you to go back to burn it lifnei habira. Bira is the Beis HaMikdash, it's machlokas, whether it's referring to the entire bayis is called the bira, whether it's a particular makom in the har bayis. That was machlokas for Yochanan Rish Lakish that we've had before. But they're not machayav you because it's too much trouble to go back already. It's not really a chiyuv d'oraisa. But if not, you should burn it with atzei hegdesh. Rasef is atzei hegdesh. I'm learning because since you're talking about orchim that we're only visiting, so they don't have a mokum, particular mokum or fuel with them that they can burn. So they were miyachet that they're allowed to, but that it's not a, that's not part of the chiyuv that it has to be burnt after the atzei hamaracha. V'ad kama im chozrim, how large does a piece be have to be in order to go back? Rabbi Meir Eimer Zeve Zeve Kibetza. The two cases over here, the Basar Kedesh and the Chometz, the shear that they were Machayev to go back is a shear of the Kibetza. Whereas Rabbi Yudomer Zeve Zeve Kizayet. And Rabbi Chachomim say, depends. Basar Kedesh were Machmer to go back to burn even with the shear of Kizayet. Chometz were Machmer only the Kibetza. And if it's less than the Betza, you can be Mavat to believe. We'll see now in the Gemara, we'll see what the basis of the Machlok is. V'ramin hu'aholech lechosudat erusin bebeit chamid. The Mishnah said that if you're going as a chatan to be mekadesh a woman, then the minhag at that time was to make a seudat erusin in the future in-laws' home. And there the Mishnah puts it together with shechitat pesach and milah, that's considered to be a mitzvah. So that it ought to be now okay to be mevato b'libcha. And yet the Braita says, ha'olech lechos seudat erusin b'beit chamiv lishpot shvitat harishut, it puts the seudat erusin together with shvitat harishut, which in our Mishnah are two separate things, and puts them together in the chumra b'yachzor. How do you explain that? Indeed, there's a machloket tanoim as to what the status is of a seudat erusin. Or Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yosi. The tanya seudat erusin reshut. Give Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a seudat erusin is not a chiyuv that Mamash called a seudat mitzvah. It's a minute that people have to make things happy at a time of an erusin. Whereas Rabbi Yosi on a mitzvah. And now that we know that there's a deeper insight into this machloket, actually, Yom Rechista, actually, machloket besudat. The minhag used to be that you did the actual erusin, at which point they made a seuda, went back home, and a month later, however long it took to organize, you would come with your camels laden with all of the gifts, and they would make a second seuda, and that was the machlokas, whether it's that chelek of the simchas erusin, and it's just sort of the social norms that are required. So there you have a machloket b'suda shniyah, the b'suda rishena, where over there you're being Isaac in mitzvah, in the mitzvah of lekadesh es ha'isha. Everybody is bathed, it's a mitzvah. So once that's true, it's very simple. Afilu tema hava ha Reb Yehuda, it doesn't have to be a machlokes between the Braita and the Mishnah. Actually, they could both be the same on the armor that indeed it would be a suda that's a rishah. It's a lokasha. I mean, a mitzvah, a lokasha. But a rishah, not a suda shniya. That dafka, it's talking about two different cases. So according to Reb Yehuda, the suda shniya is rishah. That explains the Braita. But Reb Yehuda himself holds that the suda rishah is a mitzvah. That explains the Mishnah. Tanya Omer Reb Yehuda. That's interesting. We just, that's the thing we're being asking in our Vitzachim. This is Mishnah Gavi Reb Yehuda Reb Yosi. See, we can make it work out a little bit of Reb Yehuda too. Same issue. Tanya Omer Reb Yehuda. Ani lo shamati al suda de rusin. Indeed, in the Braita, he says, I was Kabbalah from my Rebbe that a Suda's mitzvah is the Suda Erisin itself, but not Avalos Savlonut, not the Suda of the Savlonus, which is the various beautiful things that you bring in order to prepare the home and so on. You know, the jewelry, the new curtains. I didn't hear that that's called a chelik of the mitzvah. Omalo Rabbi Yossi, ani shamati suda derusin v'savonot. You didn't hear, I did hear. Tani Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol suda she'inasha mitzvah, ein talmid chacham rishai lehenot mimena. It's bechalal asr to be nena from a suda that is not a suda's mitzvah. Kigon mai, on Rabbi Yochanan, kigon bat kohen l'Yisrael, u'bat talmid chacham la'am haaretz. If you have now a daughter of a Kohen who's marrying into a non-Kohen, that's called a Suda. That's not a Suda's mitzvah. You should not go to a wedding like that. And a Bas Talmud Chochem who marries an Amoretz, that you call a mitzvah. The owner of Yochanan, Bat Kohen li Yisrael. If a Bat Kohen marries a Yisrael, Ein Zivugan Ola Yachet, they're not going to have any mazel in their marriage. Why he? What do you mean? When, I mean, what's going to happen? Reb Chista, take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, Ubat Kohen ki tiyele izar, which means in Yisrael. And the next pasuk is, Ubat Kohen ki tiyele almanah begrusha, bezera ema. So either she'll be an almana, or she'll be a grusha, or they won't have any children. That's the remez in the pasuk itself.
Aaron Michael,
Avi Rosen. Omer Chista, so or Grusha or Zera Ema. The Matnita Tana, the bride says, either she'll bury him or he will bury her, or she's going to make him poor. Maybe I told you they on the yot on yut. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, is that true? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Harotseshit Asher, somebody who wants to get rich, should marry into a Kohen's family? Yidabek Bizaroshel Aaron, because that way Koshikin will have both Terah and Kuhuna, and both of them together will make him rich. It depends. Doesn't mean no Yisrael can marry into a Kohen's family. Yisrael, who has the Chashivas of Terah, he can marry, but for Namoritz to marry into a Kohen's family, who said it was not a czar? Ah, terrible.
There's a cobra or cobrosa. I mean, that's family.
Well, that means they don't. They don't both die in the same plane crash. Hope it's Amos Kocham. Hope Amos. And he's young. Rabbi Yoshua Nosif Kahanta. Rabbi Yoshua was not a Kohen. Went and married a Bas Kohen. Cholash, and he got sick. Omar Vez Miri said, Lo nechale l'Aaron da'adabek bizarre. Aaron, a Kohen, apparently doesn't want me to marry into his family. He doesn't want a person like me in his family. That must be why I got sick. Ravidi Barovin also married a Kohenet. Nothing we need trade bunny smicha. And he was zoked to have two children who got smicha. Because the correct use apparently is the Rosh Hashanah. Smicha is al kataita. What do you mean? Real smicha. Didn't have smicha in his day. Ela'ema de chozi was smicha. Children that would have been royal was smicha if the smicha was still in effect. And who are they? And then we go back to our Gersa over here, in which the Manin, and who are these two people? Reb Sheshes Brei de Ravidi and Reb Yoshua Brei de Ravidi. Reb Papa also said, Ilon Asim Nakant, if I hadn't married a Kohenet, Lo Iatri, I never would have gotten rich. Oh, Reb Kahana. Now, Reb Kahana, surprisingly, was not a Kohen. So Reb Kahana said, Ilon Asim Nakant, if I hadn't married a Kohenet, I never would have gotten into the pickle I'm in now. Lo galoy, I never would have had all disasters, all mice that happened to him, that they drove him out of the country. I never would have had to go into galut. What's the big deal? I mean, come on. I mean, it's not as, I mean, you're in Yerushalayim, the borough park. What's, you're not happy to be here. I didn't go into Golas normally. Most people, they pack a suitcase. I had to run away from town. Omrav Yitzchak kolan nenami sudat arishut l'sof gola. Anybody b'chlal stam sits around eating, in the end goes into Golas. Where do we say the Shema? V'ochlim karim mitzon v'agalim mitoch marpe. This is the time of the Churban. So the people that sit around eating all day, the nice thick steaks. And the next pasuk is lechenata yigalo barosh goli. They're going to go into Golas. It is the remez b'chlal. People have no shaykes to Torah and indulge themselves stam. Are shaykh the goals. Yeah, and there's two different issues over here. One is that people that are stam slavs and they find themselves goals. The other is that the Talmud Chacham has to be very nizar, even if it's an official, reasonable thing to do. He's at a wedding. It's not the correct wedding. It's not right for him to eat there either. Yeah, this is the halacha. I mean, Lamaisa, it says, the Yesh Shaylas Hakam nowadays, we are noyek to. A lot of the dinim here that have to do with amoretz and so on, we don't have. Because it says, be a man, they had real amoretz. Nowadays, we don't have real amoretz, because everybody goes to cheder.
Yeah,
it's also true.
Excuse me?
Famous mice of Eliyahu Navi on the day of the minig of the Kehanim that used to go up to the... They had a minig that the Kehanim used to have one day in the year that the Aron HaKohen's Misa, so they would have all the Kehanim would go up to be mevakeh by the Mekom HaMikdash. There's hundreds of people would go up, and there was this one guy who was lame, and he could barely make it, and he would go up with them. So they say over my old story in Yerushalayim, that one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim met Eliyahu HaNavi, who was sitting there laughing. So he asked him, what he says, not one of these guys is a Kohen, except for the guy who's lame. Yeah. Some Talmid Chacham who goes around from place to place, even if it's a makom where they're making a chasm and so on, and isn't makbe that it should be something that is roi, or even if it's roi but he's marbe his achila, and he's known to be a slav who goes around eating, he ends up destroying his home, and his wife will end up being an almana, because basically what he's going to end up doing is he's going to need such an income to support his high living standards that for all intents and purposes his wife is an almana, because he's always traveling to make money, you know. Umiyatamit goes alav, and his poor little birdies in the nest, they're all going to be yatomim, because daddy's never home. And v'talmudu mishtakeach b'meno, whatever learning he had, he's not going to have time to review his learning, and he's going to forget his learning. Umachlokot rabot ba'ot alav, and everybody's going to be after him eventually, because he's been charging in every store in town, you understand. V'dvarav einam nishmayim, and nobody's going to pay any attention to him, because they're going to start laughing at him. Umechalel shem shamayim, v'shem rabo, v'shem aviv, and this guy's a disaster, all because he's got a big appetite. Nobody's going to forget this guy. My, for heaven's sakes, I mean, what are they going to say already? Amar Abaya, what do you mean? They're going to call him Korale Bar Machim Tanuri. His kids are going to be known as the son of the guy that keeps the ovens warm. Or others say, Rav Amar Bar Markit Bekuvi, the sons of the nightclub dancer. Because he's always basically hanging around. Rav Papa Amar Bar Malachich Pinky, they're going to call his kids the sons of the plate licker. Rav Shammai Amar Bar Mach Rava, the sons of the guy who always curls up and falls asleep from his liquor wherever he is. So those kind of names sort of carry on throughout history. At Sof Kaladoros, they may not remember anything else, but that they'll remember.
It's excessive.
Yeah, I mean, nobody else, and then it doesn't matter. They say, yeah, I'm a clock, my figures, everybody's been mechabit, but here I am. The whole house is waiting for me to show up. All this good stuff.
Yeah, that won't make
a
hard.
What's that?
That would make
a complaint
hard.
No. Turn it up on it. A person, even though normally you're not believed to give away your more than a fifth, but over here it's kedai for him to sell what he owns and marry the daughter of a Talmid Chacham. She mate. If something happens to him, Chas v'Shalom, he dies young, or gola, or he has to leave town. That way he can be sure that his wife will carry on.
Is that a figure of speech, or no? Is that
Meaning he has to sell it to buy good clothes, or what is he selling all, everything he owns to do?
I mean, you never heard of buying a bas tamas coffin? They do it all over the place nowadays.
I mean, for like a dowry kind of a thing?
Well, that's nowadays. It's true. It's changed. But that's the way it used to be. Person should pay whatever he's got to pay, and this part still works, to marry off his daughter to the Talmud Chacham. That's like having mixed grapes from two beautiful vines. That's reasonable. Put together beautiful wine grapes together with these wild berries. Ridiculous. Inve agefen. I'm not being from a wine, from a good wine. But you put with inve asne. It just doesn't go together with it. It looks strange to everybody. Tana rabbanu le'olam koradam kol mashiyesh lo v'yisab bat amit chacham. How about if you can't find a Talmud Chacham? You can always find a gadol ador. They're a dime a dozen. Lo matzah bat amit chacham yisab bat gadolei ador. To find a real Talmud Chacham, that's already a problem. Gedolei Ador, I mean, over here means people that, well-known people, the guys who give the prophets, Sadiqim, the Rebbes. No. It's Rav says, Anshe Meisim and Sadiqim. It's even Rebbe. Lomet Sabas Gedolei Ador, Yisabat Roshei Knesiot. That's what Roshei Knesiot already is. The mayor, the guy who's in charge of, Tzibur, a president. Not our president is, what do you mean, Chasper Sholem, but a president. Lomat Sabat Roshei Knesiot, Yisabat Gabait Tzedaka. Gabait Tzedaka, we only select the finest people. Lomat Sabat Gabait Tzedaka, Yisabat Melamdei Tinokot. Find at least a cheder Rebbe. But whatever you do, lo yisabat amei haaretz. You don't want to marry a daughter of an am haaretz. This, of course, is assuming that she's an am haaretz as well, because this is her whole metzias, is to be an am haaretz. They shame shekets. An am haaretz is a sheket. Their women are shrotzim, because they have no concept of mitzvahs. Val benot dayam, to sleep with a girl like that, arush ocheivin kol beimah. What is that? It's an animal. A person who has no mind, who has no heart, who has no care, might as well sleep with an animal. Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, am haaretz asur lechol basar. An Amoritz cannot eat meat. Shnema zot Torah tabeima ba'oth. It's only in terms of kolosik b'torah. Mutar lechol b'sar beima ba'oth. Kol she'enosik b'torah. What's he doing eating animals? How does he have a right to eat animals? Asur lechol b'sar beima ba'oth. His own life is no more, not a higher degree of complexity than animals' life. So why should he absorb a lower level? For he's the same level.
So is that why Hashem
made
vegetarianism in with the liberals?
Omer Rabbi Elazar. That's not funny. Amoritz mutar. You can stab him right through on Yom Kippur, which is a chal on a Shabbos. Rebbe, it's not nice to say to be no hair, it's just to cut off his head. I mean, at least face the shechtim, it should be nice. To say l'shochto. No, shechita needs a bracha. Zenoton bracha. This is heavy duty.
They don't hold punches.
So that's the thing in Amoritz. That's what it says in Amoritz. We don't really have, I mean, unfortunately today half the country here is Amoritz. But Amoritz is somebody who doesn't have anything. So the Mikra, or the Mishnah, it has no shakas to anything Jewish at all. However, you should know that the Rif and also many other sheep that. Many other sheeters. Gentlemen!
Where?
Let me know. There are many Rishonim who say that what we're talking about over here, Tosfos also brings it. We're talking about over here, not Stam and Amoritz, but this is an Amoritz who's Makir and Boko, interested to Dafke Lahakis, to go and he's basically a reconstructionist, he's a Lahakis, and he's dangerous to the Tzibur. Says, otherwise, how can we even, you can't even play games like this, you're allowed to kill somebody on Kippur Shabbos. I mean, this has a logic implication. I mean, it's got to be talking about somebody that really is a mitzvah to get rid of a guy like this. I mean, we can't be saying, we're talking about an Amoritz that's just ignorant. Why would we say kill him? But okay, and it's going to that it's not a Lashon Guzma. Otherwise, it's very interesting. Sadek, the way he looks at it is like this, a very beautiful pshat. He says there's two different. Actually, Rav Kook brings this, but the diak here in the sugya, his own part. Did I say mutal koro kedag? No, I'm sorry. It's the next minute. Let me just say that first. Omer Rav Elazar, amaretz asur leitlavoti mo baderach. You cannot walk alone on the road with an amaretz. Shenemar ki hi chayekav orach yamecha. The tera is a person's life. So al chayav lo kas, a guy who doesn't care about his own life. You're going to go with a guy who has no concern, has no value for life. So, I mean, who knows what he can do? We could slit him straight across the way you cut a dog. This is from his back. So Lamaisa Rashan's Migabo is because, like the Gemara Kulin said, if the person is sliced down his back, he's considered to be dead, even though he still shows signs of life. He's Matame, and he's a Nevela, basically. He's a corpse. So here's where Rav Kook says the Pshat is similar also to other versions of the Pshat. The Indian is over here that the Gemara is talking about the element of the Amaratzis. Not in other words, forget about his Tzuras Ha'adam. Turn him the other way. Now you have to deal with not with what he is existentially, what he's shayach to. I mean, but why should we kill a person who could tomorrow we could become a gadol hador like Rabbi Akiva, which is the next tomorrow? And it doesn't make any sense. We never do something where the person still has a shayach to learn to do tshuva. And the pshat is we need to separate between the tzelem elokim. That's why it says migabo. In other words, we can't be talking about the person as the tzelem elokim. That you have to have their hearts for else the humanity. But what most people relate to is not the humanity. They relate to achievements. They don't relate to the value of what it is to be an adam. So in terms of that, no matter what this guy is, if he's an amaretz, he's basically a piece of meat. He's dead meat. He's done this. That's fine, like an intelligent fish. But don't be macabre that this is what life is for intelligence and for speech and for awareness. To be an amaretz, to spend your life being Donald Trump, to be macabre that's what the Gemara is coming to tell you. The amaretz element of him is not roy for any kind of kavod or chiyus. Now the shail is, but he's a human. Okay, obviously in terms of his humanity and in terms of his being a Ben Yisrael, he has all of that potential within him. That has to be respected. But not the elements that people tend to respect. It's coming out to be mavdil between the two issues. That's how he learns the pshat begabel. Very nice remez. Tanya Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kishayiti Amaretz. When I was an Amaretz, before I became a Talmud Chacham, Amarti, I used to say, Mi tein li Talmud Chacham v'anashchenu kechamor. I wish I had an opportunity to bite through a Talmud Chacham the way a chamor does when it gets angry. Amar lo, Talmid Rebbe, what's that saying? A chamor. Chamor kekelev? No, so the kelev just bites, you see. But a chamor grabs onto you and keeps biting until he breaks your bones. That's what I wanted. I wanted to break through him.
Why? That's the mashma.
We're getting there.
This is what you saw on the flip side.
We're getting there. Tanya Oya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol HaMasipi Tola HaMaretz, Kilo Koftau Menechal Lekneari. Would you take your daughter, tie her up and feed her to a lion. That's what you're doing. Ma read the race for herself. Let's say the lion is going to just paw at you and eat you. They no bullshit funny. He's certainly not going to be embarrassed at eating you. So Amaris does the same thing. He paws at her. Oh boy, hell. They no bullshit funny. No respect. You're turning her into a piece of meat, basically, for Amaris. This is what you want to do. To give your daughter, look, he's got money. What are you giving your daughter to? It's the same idea. You know, this is not human. This is not the Tzuras Ha'adam. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you should know that if Amei Haaretz wouldn't still need the Haredim for doing business or for votes or whatever, or you hargim otan. They put us all at the concentration camps, get rid of us. There's no question about it. Tanya Rabbi Chia, kala osik b'torah lifnei Haaretz hilu bo'el arusato b'fanav. This, I believe, is the real explanation of the whole thing. Somebody who learns Torah in front of an Amaretz is like taking his fiancé and raping his fiancé right in front of his face. That's what you're doing. Because deep down, he believes that Torah is his. And he knows that that's the only real chashivas in his life. And nothing that he has is worth anything. And you are sitting there and taking it in front of him as if it's yours. That's intolerable. Shenemar Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha. I'll take your Moshe. La mu'urasa. And gedola sina shesonim amei haaretz atamid chacham. You should know that the hatred of Amei Haaretz with Amei Chachamim is greater than the anti-Semitism of the Arabs that would want to kill all of you off. So when you talk about Nazis, it's not an exaggeration. It's a deeper and more insidious hatred. Unishotehem yoter mihem. The wives of Amorites, they hate even more. That's already the one. It's not there. Huh? Shulam et Aloni. I didn't know you didn't know it. Amen. Because women are always have a deeper insight into their husband's real place in the world. No, seriously, they can't take it. They can't take it that their husbands aren't kosher. That's true. The guy may be very happy. You know, I'm happy with my friends in the bar at night. It's eating up his wife's calendar.
Would they have a greater what do you call it?
Greater sense of presence in the world.
Greater directness.
Well, I don't know if that's the nekudah here, the directness.
Directness of emotion,
right, but maybe this doesn't mean necessarily it's more open. I'm saying, I don't know if the directness is the nekudah, but I think there's a greater feel for what she's stuck with. Because, in other words, she sees it as an outside influence that's destroying the value of her life.
So,
okay.
The other is relation to the Torah, that he knows
that's
what's important.
Yeah, you see that all the time. Yeah. You see that. It drives him crazy. Crazy. Mama Shah's an amazing thing.
They believe in outreach programs to make
Tamei Chachamim. The outreach programs to make Tamei
Chachamim. Mami Aretz,
you mean? So they have the jealousy. So what is it about that? Then I don't understand how it manifests itself. So they have the jealousy that someone learns Torah in front of them. How does that rile them up? It reminds them.
You see it. You don't see this.
No,
all
I see
it. So how do you? How have you understood it before the Gemara? You see it, I mean, it's something that's right in front of your eyes all the time.
Living a pointless life, that's all. I mean, that's, that hurts. I don't know what the shaykh of the Torah
does. Yeah, but over here, it's a matter of why. So, yeah, and you're not pointless. What are you doing? Reading some kind of silly stuff that's not irrelevant? And that's the thing. It must be that deep down, there's a sense of connectedness and meaning that they recognize. It's got to become clear, and it makes them a sugar. But that other people are still doing it. It's like you slap across the face all the time.
Yeah,
and it's a very penetrating kind of slap. That's why it's a kibu boyal arun sato. It's like you're... It's interesting. Tosis points out to Maisa that Rabbi Akiva, there are indications earlier that Rabbi Akiva was a fine person before. Right? Yeah, he was a fine person before. I mean, what is this darga that he wanted to find the Talmud Chacham and fight him and crush him? He says he was Mali the whole time. And so, I mean, the Mefarshim say that Rabbi Akiva's life was basically the two kind of steps. But nothing on it. It was a period in which he was a vicious Amal. And that then he was protecting himself at his midos and so on. Eventually came to learn to. Somebody who once learned and now is turned aside from learning is absolutely the worst. Those are the people that will go out and get you all the time. The other people at least pretend to value you. The six halachas that are said about an Amoritz, ein mosrim lein edut. First of all, you don't call them to be edim on something. And so they shouldn't be the ones that are signing your contracts and witnessing your events and so on. Fein mekablim mimeno edut in court, you won't be mekabel them. Again, la halacha, we don't do this. It's a shayla, whether it's a machlokas, and Gemara and Chagiga, that we don't pass in this way for Slalag Ame Ha'aretz, or our Ame Ha'aretz, begin with a certain level that's not considered to be the same as the Ame Ha'aretz. Ve'im Megalim Lahem Sod, do not tell them anything that you want to keep private, because they don't know how to keep anything private. Ve'im Memanim Otam Apotropos Al Yatomim, do not make them the what do you call an apotropos in English?
Guardian,
but there's another word.
Yeah,
okay, they're not to be guardians on the moment of Yitomim.
Executive.
They can't be the ones that are in charge of a Kupa Shal Tzedakah either. And you can't walk along the road with them, as we said earlier. If you know that an Aveda is from an Amoritz, how would you know? I mean, if you know who it is, then you don't have to be Machriz. So, my friend, suppose there was a whole bus full of Ame Ha'aretz, let's say the Knesset was going for a tiyul, and somebody dropped something from the bus. So you have to return it.
Well, you know, it's stolen. Yeah, right.
Guys, we have to stop the discussions. Let's finish. So, in Machrizin Avedato, the Tanakhama didn't include that. Zinna de Nafik bin Ezara Ma'al Yavachar, like, we give him back his money. Because it says, Yachin v'tzadik yilvash. It says over here, maybe the Russia will prepare, but a tzadik will use what he has. So maybe this Amoritz will have a child or a grandchild that will inherit this money. So what right do you have not to give it? Does just understand, if you're allowed to kill the guy in Yom Kippur, so his body isn't worth anything, so certainly his money isn't worth anything, right? Because this is the riot that we've got to be talking about two different levels of Amoritz, obviously. That's where he's Mechadish. Amoritz over here is Mr. Amoritz. Means an Amoritz, a guy who is dedicated to turning the world into Amoritz. The next case is that people left Yerushalayim and they were holding Basar Kadesh, and the question is post Haratzofim, for Haratzofim, and then we have the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So how much of the chometz, or how much of the meat, is mechayev you to go back? Now this is very strange, because Rabbi Meir over here says kebeza, and Rabbi Yehuda holds kezayit, even kezayit. But that's the inverse of the sheet of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokas of how much you need to eat to be chayev in birkat hamazon. Asks the Gemara, you're trying to tell me from our mission to Rabbi Meir, Sava Kebetsu the Chashiv, Rabbi Yehuda Sava Kezayat Nami Chashiv. You mean that Rabbi Meir holds that you need a larger shear in order for it to be valuable. So only if you have a Kebetsu do you have to go back to get rid of your Chometz. Only if you have a Kebetsu do you have to go back to burn the Basar Kadesh. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even a Kezayat. Hi, Brahmini, what about the mission that says, Ad Kama Hin Mizamnin? What is the shear of Birkat Amazon? Rabbi Meir says, Ad Kezayat, and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kebetsu. It's the exact opposite. Obviously, we've gotten confused over here. Yeah. Inverted. Abai Omer, no, there's no problem at all. The Olam Lo Tepor. The criteria for determining what is Choshev is totally different in the two cases. Hatam Bikroi Plige, Hachab Isvora Plige. Over there, when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, the question is, how do I understand the Pasuk? Hatam Bikroi Plige, Rabbi Meir says what? Teres says, V'achalta V'savato V'rachta. The akalta means achila. The savata means more than achila. In other words, you have to have something to drink also. And then you should be muverach, as Hashem alokecha. So that means the achila is a normal achila, because I, Rabbi Yehuda, of course, according to this, if you didn't drink, you wouldn't be chayiv b'rikat hamazon, which is why you have to be makbid to drink before you bench. But if you didn't drink, then you bench. And now you drink. So according to some, only now you become chayiv b'rikat. Tosfos learns that Midyaraisa, your vada not chayev unless you were ate sufficient for today's svi'ah. You needed to feel full. And that both are drabonis, the kabetz and the kizai. So the only machlokas is, how it is that were we machmer? Were we machmer because we required shtia? Or machmer because v'achalta, as Rabbi Yehuda says, v'achalta v'savata means a greater than normal achila, achila sheyesh basvi'ah, which is an achila of a kabetz. So over there, the machlokas is how to understand the pasuk, or the remuzim in the pasuk, the asmachta in the pasuk. Whereas hachab is far plegi over here, the question is, what was the basis of the chiyuv to return? So Rabbi Meir savar chazarato ketumato. Where do we find the shir, the rabbana, that should they were semechan to give it a shir of chashivut? This is not nogeya achila now, right? This is not roi lachila. This is now nogeya, the question of how is a thing itself valued? The thing itself is valued not in terms of your eating, but in terms of whether it's roi to be mekabel tumah. If it's something of chashivut, it's roi mekabel tumah. If it's not chashivut, it's not roi mekabel tumah. Or to give off tumah. Therefore, they said chazarato ketumato. Just like the din of tumah is a din in a kebetza, of chazarato ketumato. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Sava, since we begin over here with the shir of achila that determines its chashivus that I have to go back. So if that's the case, chazaratoki isuro, just like the isur of chometz, the isur of kodesh, in the isur achila, once it was yotze, it was nifsa. What's the shear of that isur? Bekizayit. Af chazarato bekizayit. Therefore, you're comparing two completely different sugyas, and there's no kasha from one to the other. Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer, both cases of chometz and of the basar kodesh require shtei beitzim. Rabbanan, nobody agreed to this approach. Quick review. Rabbi Yehuda Shabbat, The Amari Gia Eat Levayer Tachametz, Halakhti Akraba, Ubiyarnu Tachametz. הולך לשחוט את מסחו ולמול את בנו ולחוץ סודת הירוסים מבית חמיב ונזכר שיש לו חמץ בתוך ביתו אם יכול להחזור לבייר ולחזור למצוותו יחזור לבייר ואם לא מבטו בליבו אבל להציל מן הנוכרים, מן הנער, מן הליסטים, מן הדלקים, מן המפולת יבטל בליבו אבל לשפוט שבידת הרשות יחזור מיד וכן מי שיצא מירושלים נזכר שיש בידו בעצה קודש שבבד צופים שרפו במקומו ואם לא חוזר בשרפו לפני הבירה מעצי המערכה ויעד כמה, what שיעור? רבי מאיר אומר זה וזה בקבצה, רבי יהודה אומר זה וזה בקזית, וחכמים אומרים, בוסר קודש בקזית וחמץ בקבצה. פרמינו, ההולך לאכול סעודת אירוסין בבית חמית, ולשפוט שביתת הרשות יחזור מיד, is it a mitzvah or is it a רשות? אומר רבי יוחנן קשה, או רבי יהודה, או רבי יוסי, נתניה, סעודת אירוסין רשות, דיבר רבי יהודה, Rabbi Yossi Omer Mitzvah. And the truth is, that Hashem, the Omer of Chista, Machloke Besuda Shnia, Avu Besuda Rishona, Divri Akol Mitzvah, Afilu Temo Ava Rabbi Yoda Lokasha, Ha Besuda Rishona, Ha Besuda Shnia. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yoda, Anila Shamati Ele Suudat Eusin, Avalo Savlonut. Amala Rabbi Yossi, Ani Shabati, Suudat Eusin Visavlonut. Tani Rabbi Shimon Amir Kol Suda Sheina Shal Mitzvah Ein Talmid Chacham Rishoy Lehenot Mimena Kegon Mai Om Rabbi Yochanan Kegon Bat Kohen LeYisrael Bat Talmid Chacham Liyam Ha'aretz Yom Rabbi Yochanan Bat Kohen LeYisrael Ein Zivugam Ola Yafe Mai Om Rav Chisda As it says in the Pasuk Almana O Grusha O Zera Ela Bimatnita Tana Either Kobra O Kovarto O Meviato Lidei Aniyut Any of Amr of Yochanan wrote that he did not share it up in Bizarro Shal Aaron. Koshikin, Shetorah Vekunah Ma'asharatan, Lokash Abatam Mitchacham Abam Ha'aretz. Rabbi Yoshua Nosif Kanta, V'cholash, Omar Vey, Vey, Lo Nechalei Le'aron De'adabek Bizarre, Da'ave Le'chatana Kiana. Rabbi Yibarovi Nosif Kanta, Nothat B'nei Tshrei B'nei Smichi, B'nei Smichi Sa'akadayetech, Ela Dechozi L'smichi, Man Inan, Rabbi Sheshis B'rei Ravidi, Rabbi Yishur B'rei Ravidi. Omra Papi Lona Sivna Kanta Loi Hatri. Omra Kana, as far as I'm concerned, he Lona Sivna Kanta Logaloi. Omra Volamokam Teragalita, yeah, but Logaloi Keragalayinchi. Omra Yitra Gola Nenemizudat Rashut, Lisov Gola, Shinama Vochlim Karimitson Vagalinitov Marbek, Livlachin Atai Galob Rosh Golim. Tonarabon Kotamiko Kamarbesu that overhoma comes off Machli that Betoma Minatisto, Miatemikos Lava Tamudamishta Kermino. ומחלוקות רבות באות עליו הדבר הנה נשמועים ומחלב שם שמיים ושם רבו ושם אביב וגרם שם רע לא לבנה ולבני ונבא צוף גלדורות מהי? אומר הבאי קורא לי בר מחם תנורי רום אמר בר מרקת בקובי ופופה בר בר מלאכת פינקי ושמי אומר בר מח רבה תן רבנו לי עולמים כה אדם כה מה שיש לו וישר בת תמיד חכם שימת או גולם מובטח לו שבנף תמיד חכמים ויישא בת עם הארץ, שהיא מתו גולה, בניו עמי הארץ. תן רבנו יולם מכל אדם כל מה שיש לו, וישא בת תלמיד חכם, ונשיא ביתו לתלמיד חכם. משל, אם והגפן, אם והגפן, דבר נאה ומתקבל, לא יישא בת עם הארץ, משל, אם והגפן, אם והסנה, דבר קעור, ואינו מתקבל. תן רבנו יולם מכל אדם כל מה שיש לו, וישא בת תלמיד חכם, לא מצא בת תלמיד חכם, יישא בת גדולי הדור, לא מצא בת גדולי הדור, יישא בת ראשי כנסיות, לא מצא בת ראשי כנסיות, יישא בת כבאי צדקה. לא מצא בת כבאי צדקה, יישא בת מלמדי תינוקות. בת לא יישא בת עמי הארץ, מפני שאין שקץ. נשותיהם שקץ ובנותיהם, הוא אומר, ארור שוכב עם כל בהמה. תניא רבי יומא מארץ אסור לאכול בשר, שמה זאת תורת הבהמה והעוף. כל העוסק בתורה מותר לאכול בשר בהמה ועוף. וכל שאינו עוסק בתורה, אסור לאכול בשר בהמה ועוף. אמר רבי אלעזר אמרץ מותר לנוכרו ביום הכיפורים שלך להיות בשבת אמר לו רבי תלמידיו רבי אמר לו שוכתו את ליסט אמר לו לא זה טעון ברכה וזה אינו טעון ברכה אמר רבי אלעזר אמרץ אסור להתלוות עמו בדרך שנאמר כי חייך ורות ימיך החייב לא חס החייך ורו לא קושקי אמר שובה נחמני אמר רבי יוחנן אמרץ מותר לקורא כדג אמר רבי שמעון בר יצחק ומי גבו תני, אמר רבי עקיבא, כשהייתי עם הארץ, אמרתי, מי ייתן לי תלמיד חכם? ואמר שכנו כחמור, אמר לו, תלמיד רבי, אמור ככלב, ואמר לו, לא, זה נושך ושובר עצם, וזה נושך ואינו שובר עצם. תני, אמר רבי מאיר, אמר, כל Whereas the Tanakama holds him that the Nafik bin Ezar Ma'alya, the Ochale, Shinamar Yachin, the Tzadik Yobash, the Chaini, Sheyatza, Mirushalayim, the name of the Rabbi Meir Savak, Beit Sauda Chashiv, Rabbi Yudah Savak, Kizayat, Nami Chashiv, Ramina, just the opposite, Ad Kame in Mizamim, Ad Kizayat, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Ad Kibet Sa, Om Rabbi Yochanan, clearly Mukhlefet Ashita, Avayam and Lotepu, Hata Bikroi, Pligi Vacha Bisvar, Pligi Hata Bikroi, Pligi Rabbi Meir Savak, ואכלת בסבת האביה, וברכת ואכלת זו אכילה, סבת זו סביעה. So אכילה remains בכזית, רבי יהודה סבא, no. ואכלת בסבת האכילה שיש בו סביעה, ואיזו מיין בכזית, וכביצה. ואזרח בספר פליגי, רבי מאיר סבא, חזרתו כתומתו, מה תומתו בכביצה, אף חזרתו בכביצה. רבי יהודה סבא, no, חזרתו כאיסורו, מה איסורו בכזית, אף חזרתו בכזית. Tani Rabbi Natan, Omer Zeh, Vezeh, Kishtei Bitzim. V'lo, Du, Lo, Chachamim.